Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. Hey everybody, welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki.
As usual.
The gang's all here.
So Senor Woofer's team won today, first game of the year.
Good.
Congratulations to Senior Woofer and the boys. And the boys, 8-1, 8-2.
Oh wow, nice.
So
that's good.
That's a good start. Okay, so man, I'm gonna pull Martin Luther King right now. I had a dream last night, and this is 100% true. I am not lying about this. I even wrote it down because it was so fucked up. So I watched this thing about Club 33. You know what that is in Disney World?
Yes, with, I do.
It's like a special club where you like
pay a bunch of money.
Yeah, you know, drink booze there. It's highfalutin. They say that, you know, tunnels and shit stuff spends on there. Right. And then I watched a thing because they were comparing this Diddler stuff to that it's worse than Frazzle Drip, and I just had to remind myself how bad Frazzle Drip was.
Right.
We can get into that, but so I had this dream last night that I was in like this town. It was, I don't know, it was some like, you know, I would compare it to like Italy, you know, like a small little alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like rebar bent up out of the grounds, like blocky. Like they say they had like this, but they had it encased in rebar, you know, to protect it. And so I'm like walking down with these people. I don't know who it is. And a fucking flood happens. So like we get on this, it's like a.
This is a dream now?
This is a dream that I had last. Can I hit that, Larry? Please don't get on your level. And then, so what do you call it? So fucking, all of a sudden it starts flooding. So we climb up on this, like, it was like a radiator sort of, it looked like, and had rebar around it. And so the flood passes and I'm on top of this thing, and I look over, and there's a dude, like a Parisian dude, a fat Parisian dude in a fez on a hammock sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
He got all these tattoos and shit. Here you go. Thank you. And so this guy gets up and starts arguing with Walt Disney. Let me do this. Is completely 100% true.
Well, that's how dreams work. So fucking random turns.
Yeah. So then fucking this guy's arguing with Walt Disney, and it's all of a sudden everybody screams, and this dude stabbed Walt Disney in the stomach. So then I try to intervene, and the guy cuts me on my hand. Now, this plays a part in the second half of the dream. So my hand's all cut up, and then it goes to, like, this dream sequence where Walt Disney morphs into a woman, shout out Mr. X, and it's like a tranny, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I'm in front of this, like, office building, and I'm walking up, and all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton walks up next to me.
Oh, jeez.
That means you're going to die.
Now, listen. It gets better.
Let me interpret this.
Well, listen, though. Here you go, man. This is fucking crazy. So my hand is still cut and bleeding in the second half of this dream. And
sorry, bro.
Fucking off.
You're good.
Hillary Clinton.
I thought you were going to say she licks your hand.
She hands me a pill out of her mouth.
Oh,
and I literally say, "Are you trying to kill me?" And I can remember saying this in my dream. And she said something to the fact, "No, we still need you. You're not done yet." Which was
then we're
fucking
gonna kill you.
Hella weird. So then
we go
down into this basement, and it's like a sex dungeon.
P. Diddy's down.
And there's like people fucking. Fucking, there's like just all kinds of debauchery going on, and then it morphs. And then I go into like this room with Hillary Clinton.
Invited.
Yeah, it sounds like a real party. let me tell you, I'm not going to tell you what kind of debauchery. There was a lot, there was chicks fucking dudes with dildos, all this crazy people hanging from the ceilings, and all the like hooks and shit. And then it goes into this fucking, I go into like this room, and it was like an FBI room that fucking, what do you call it? All the lights are fucking. What are you doing, Larry? The fucking, I mean, dude, the autism, man. You have two of them and you have to show them.
No,
jeez, you're retarded. That's what it is.
Dude,
so
fucking
I understand what
do
you're
you
doing.
Care?
So then I'm in this room and I'm getting questioned. And then all of a sudden I like walk out of this room and I'm carrying a bag of wire nuts. And some like fucking ginger comes up behind me and tries to start fighting with me. And I like get on top of him and I'm like pushing away. And then my alarm went off.
Dude, that's crazy. What the fuck were you listening to before you went to bed?
Let me translate this dream. Frazzle Drip. You know what Frazzle Drip is?
With Huma Abedin, Anthony, what's it?
Yeah, I was watching the video and shit of it. I mean, it's not all of it, but they cut the face off this girl.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
horrible.
They put it on her face.
Oh, that's that?
The Anthony Weiner one. Yeah, because I wanted... That's his life insurance. Well, yeah. That's
called life insurance.
The file of it, yeah. Huma Abedin, that one that's married to fucking Soros' kid now.
Yeah. Wait, where's this? Is this on...
BitChute.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, so fucking... So like I said, I was watching Club 33 and I was watching it. But isn't that crazy though? Like, all the things, like it was, I was conscious in the dream.
We got a couple corrections from last week's show. Not with Senior Woofers, but the one with Kiki. First of all... It was the train whistle that went by, because I know my fucking sounds. This moron said he shut the door, but he didn't.
Dude, you're really kidding? This bothered you all week? A train? No. Dude, totally autistic, dude. Trains and autism, dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, this shit writes itself, you retard.
One more thing. We started this podcast in April 2023. And Neil said he's been going through his case for 2.5 years, so that's impossible.
No, I didn't say 2.5 years. I said it's coming up on two years.
Yeah, 2 years, at the list, something like that.
Yeah, I said it's coming up on... Dude, first of all, you're fact-checking me on my stories?
Yeah, because you're telling me it's not the train, Larry.
It wasn't the train.
It was the train. Because you left the door open, and I heard the train. All right,
so beyond that...
I lived here forever.
Okay, listen.
The autism is strong
in this one. He can hear a train whistle. Okay, next. So I didn't lie about my story. Next one, what's another fact check? You ass
monkey.
Here's
one for Kiki. Pick a number.
Oh, God.
Number 3.
Okay. All perverts pick number 3.
That's what it actually says, too. Oh, that's great.
Well, I think he pointed to it first.
No, I didn't. That's weird. I was actually pointing to number 5, if you want to be honest.
What do you call it? So, okay, is that all your fact checking?
That's fucking good.
Yeah.
A train whistle and telling me I'm wrong on my story when he just fucking
Because it's only been maybe a slight bit over a year, if that even.
Feels like 2 years.
It feels like 2 years, and I can understand.
What are you talking about? I'm the motherfucker who goes to court and has to do all
this
shit.
I'm looking at the basic facts and the numbers.
It was in March. Of almost a year and a half, over a year and a half ago.
No, it wasn't, because April we started the podcast and you didn't get this.
I said, okay,
until
so it's been a year and 6 months. I said it's almost been 2 years. Big deal. Are you really gonna fucking die on this hill about
my DUI case? You're fucking dead wrong.
I'm wrong. No, I'm not.
We're gonna look at the dates on those papers. I want to see your fucking paperwork.
You said, okay, calm down there, Nazi.
Who gives
it? Sounds like the Gestapo. I know, you hear this shit? Sounds like the fucking stupid Gestapo. Let me see your papers. I'm going to show you a knuckle sandwich.
He was taking out anger on Will yesterday.
Dude, I know he's so angry right now. You guys,
Dude, I'm upset fucking, it's almost up end of September.
Yeah.
Me too.
It really is.
This shithole's going to get back to fucking its normal.
So I want to talk about something that's always dear to my heart, the Jews. what do you call it? This is a precursor to like all of their nefarious shit. Like this is when they start getting deep into fucking espionage and all this stuff. It's called the Levon Affair. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, it was a failed Israeli covert operation, codenamed Operation Susanna, conducted in Egypt. They didn't have real problem with fucking Egypt. USS Liberty, I mean, they were stationed in Egypt at this point.
Hey.
And I'm in the middle of something right now. Please do not interrupt me. God dang you, man.
Just go.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Larry. So it started in 1954 as part of a false flag operation. A group of Egyptian Jews were recruited.
The best kind.
No, I don't know about that. No Jew's a good Jew. It don't matter where they're from. A group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence to plant bombs inside Egyptian, American, and British-owned civilian targets. Cinemas, libraries, and American educational centers. They were timed to detonate several hours after the closing time, and they were going to be blamed on the Muslim Brotherhood, who we know is part of the Palestinians that they had to go to in the early 1900s, because the Jews were fucking starting to do training, and they were doing the land grabs, and they were doing all that shit. So
yeah,
the fucking Ashkenazis. fucking
Ashkenazis.
Okay. They were fucking doing their shit. So basically, there were, I think, two bombs that went off. One I know for sure for this Levon affair. So these guys are fucking...
They were the original terrorists.
Yeah, so there you go. OGs. That's the thing. They
they're
started OTs. Terrorism.
Yeah,
they're OGs. Well, they're OTs.
They started original fucking terrorism. And they're then OT. This is going to go into our fucking next thing about the beepers and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's praising these people. You know what terrorism is, right? It's you don't know when an attack is going to happen, and you don't know who it's going to happen to.
They're the kings.
You know, but I'm saying, though,
that's
like,
what they are.
Like, everybody's praising Israel. Oh, this just was like the smartest move that they've ever
just
done,
like
blowing
the
terrorism up.
Just like the terrorism they feed you on mainstream media about making you be afraid to walk around any major city in the United States.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to walk
telling
around.
Telling you every bad statistic in the fucking...
But well,
the
fact those are
they,
facts,
but
though.
But the fact that they... The Israeli, you know, the Zionists... have basically turned all Muslims into terrorists.
Yeah.
And everyone around the world now looks at Muslims as terrorists.
At one,
where it's like, there's a reason why they started doing what
at
they
one
did.
No, they're not at all.
I'm kidding.
At one point in time, there were Christian Palestinians. And the Jews pushed them out. Yeah, they pushed them out because of their fucking beliefs. And they looked at them, obviously, they were worse than the Goy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they fucking... Because Kiki and I are listening to Daryl Cooper... the beginning of Zionism, or the roots of Zionism, basically.
My dad went to Israel, and he said they're all getting along right there, Christians, Jews, Muslims.
Yeah, until they fucking decide they don't need us anymore.
In their shop where they're making money, they don't fucking care.
No, so basically, these guys
are... The majority of people don't, but these Zionists,
the Zionists are the worst. Sure. Like, they fucking... They believe that we are just cattle and we could be fucking thrown to the wayside and used as our own will. So then basically the Levon affair and then these beepers going off. Like the problem is you're involved in it, I'm involved in it. Unwittingly and unknowingly, because our money is going to Israel to do all this shit.
Yeah, we're
so
funding it.
All the American people are involved in this, which we did not want a fucking part of this shit. That's a fucking bamboozle us, as usual.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
The crazy thing, the mainstream media is now telling us that the Israelis created...
Hamas.
Well, no, they created this beeper company, this shell companies... Mm-hmm. I mean,
years ago.
I think it was like 4 years ago or something. They did do a couple different ones that didn't really have any income. I think one of them was in Hungary or...
Yeah, they had a couple different locations out of the country to keep them fucking...
And this was done with probably C4. And you know, like, dude, they've been planning this for this fucking long.
Yeah, because
I was telling Leonard today that it was a plastic explosive.
Yeah, they just fucking sit there like...
Fucking maniacally rubbing their hands together.
Right? Oh, my
God. I was telling Leonard today it was plastic explosives. He's like, there's no way.
No,
they
how about
the
this?
Batteries. I said the explosions were too powerful,
well, they did,
bro.
No, on some of them, they overheated the lithium-ion batteries. That's what they also did. They created a heating element. But say, no, they need to do them? Exploding pennies.
Shekels.
Just throw a couple exploding shekels on the ground.
You have a cup and just throw it out there.
So that brings us to our newest sponsor, Menorah Mobile.
Yeah. How about this, man? P. Diddy, everyone's talking about these thousand...
the baby oil over
there. Yeah, but no one's saying anything about the 785 fucking dildos that he had.
No, that's fake. What? No, that's fake. It was proven not to be real. Somebody just made that up.
Really?
Yeah, I fact-checked it today.
That sounds
believable.
I'm being serious. Well, I don't mean to piss on your parade, but I'm just saying.
I am kind of bummed out.
If you think about it, though, what the hell you need all that oil
but listen,
for? 785 dildos would make sense.
First of all, how long does it take you to go through one bottle of baby lube? A long time if you're just in a monogamous relationship.
Not if you got 785 dildos and you're throwing wild orgies.
That's fine.
Shit.
Yeah, like what the hell?
He had like 1,000 or 500 dildos.
I'm just saying, listen, man, sure I don't think...
I don't know. I didn't know that was fake news.
Yeah, well,
I heard it.
I read something that's saying that wasn't released in the list that evidence release.
I mean,
spirit.
Even that, that all those things, baby oil doesn't sound real.
And why do you need baby oil? I mean, I would assume cocoa butter, but why would you be having... Man, imagine what that place smells like.
Well, first of all, if you're using...
I mean...
If
Africa with
a
hot
diaper
in an Indian dumpster.
Right. If you're using a condom, though, baby oil is going to deteriorate it almost.
Well, that's the thing, Larry. You just answered your own question. They don't use condoms.
Right.
And there's a correlation with
this. I didn't ask a question, did
No,
I?
I'm just saying, but you just answered your own thing. They don't. That's the whole thing about it. These people were depraved, and they fucking were passing herpes and all this other shit around to everybody. And then there's this thing that there's this guy, his name? Florida Ray or something. You know what the Dancing Bear videos are? When they go to like they'll have like a bachelorette party and it's a guy in like a bear suit and they just dance around. A guy dances around naked and all these girls just do bad shit to him. And he's got a bear costume on his head. So this guy went to fucking the police and said a couple of years ago, and he fucking was like, yeah, he's like, I'm a sex slave for Diddy, all this bullshit. There's videotape evidence of this. Like, he named everything out. And then
he was a sex bear?
Yeah, he was a guy, and he shot up one of Trump's buildings. And this is how he was related to it. Like, this, he got arrested for shooting up a Trump building, and then when he went in to be interviewed,
he
just fucking opened up and shit about all of it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I didn't know we were going to go.
That guy sounds like a loony, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were saying he was, like, liquid coke and all this other shit that they would have. Like, they would just be doing drugs all the fucking time.
These freak parties, they had to walk around loaded with drugs in case somebody wanted. Yeah, like a change dispenser.
You know, no, like a fanny pack.
Give me 3 bags.
There were certain people that were designated that carry fanny packs of drugs.
Yeah.
And then there was like a, you know what, listen, man, does it really fucking matter? Nothing's going to happen to anybody. Everybody, I mean, look at the Epstein shit.
Well, I know, yeah. All this shit, and Diddy's going to be the only one that goes down, if anything happens.
I don't know. I mean, there is some damning evidence, but then the problem is, what are you going to do to this guy? You're going to be like Larry Nassar, you're just going to throw him in fucking jail, and he ruined all these people's lives? You have to kill this guy.
Well, you
they have to be fucking...
Was he smart enough to leave it? Well, but who the hell wants that evidence? smart. They're well, the problem is, man, I'll hand it to them.
The constant lying is media. The constant lying is not aimed at making the people believe a lie, but at ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. Yeah. Like they totally fucking mire and muck
like
everything.
They make a reason for you to accept the reason that they're lying.
Well, yeah, it's like don't believe your eyes, your ears, what you hear, what you see, what you know what I mean. Yeah. And then a people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish between right and wrong. That's where the line is drawn. Like
that's fucking dude.
Because
how did they want to live like that?
Well, look at what they did with fucking with this guy that just tried to kill Trump. Like these people are. I mean, obviously he's another CIA fucking patsy, but this fucking guy. I swear to God, you're retarded. And then when the people are deprived of power to think and judge, you know, it's without knowing and willing, completely subjected to the rule of lies. With such a people, you could do whatever you want. You've completely manipulated people.
They just don't give two fucks about society.
German historian Hannah Arendt.
Yeah, they don't give two fucks about society and the people in it, except for themselves.
Yeah, you're a real Schwartz.
Yeah, a Schwartzer, dude. Well, dude, that was from, what's it called back in the day?
Oh, Spaceballs.
Yeah, well, it's what Jews.
We're coming
to Jews call shines.
Yeah,
Schwarzer. Yeah, that's what. That's what I just called them. Yeah. That's right.
By the way,
I like introducing
of
which, new
ones. See,
we've been combing the beach all day. We haven't found shit. Got the afro.
Fucking Needle's kid slapped Spalding. He was crying for a fucking hour after they left the other day.
Yeah, because you know what?
Spalding deserve it?
He wants utopia. Well, because he wants a utopia. My kid's very smart if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, I love it.
But, what do you call it? That's so funny.
This fucking doofus.
No, dude, there's a great podcast.
Well, do you got anything you want to talk about or no?
There's another podcast talking about Diddy and the Higher Side chat.
Yeah, dude, I forget, those guys are.
Who's that one guy? We talked about this before. I forget the guy that comes in. Dude, he was talking about this shit way before and everybody fucking.
About what?
Called him a fucking nutcase. The Diddy.
Oh, Diddy? Listen, though.
And this guy was an award-winning journalist. And then he went to do this, and then everybody started discrediting him about everything.
So,
and it's like, listen, I was fucking, he was talking about this back in like 2015 or something.
So Israel pleads guilty to shipping U.S.-made avionics to Russia, violating sanctions.
Did they?
They're shipping our fucking shit to Russia. Like,
not surprising.
When you come up with evidence, it's right in front of your face. You would think that you would want to prosecute somebody unless they have fucking dirt on you.
Well, that's
you know what I mean?
It.
Like, what kind of dirt do they have on you?
Dude, they do this all the time. Where, they do this shit all the time.
Well, it's like the fucking ursary shit. Like, fucking, these guys really try to get, I mean, we're basically fucking, we're literally fucking handing them money and then what are they giving us?
Nothing
in return at all. They're just slapping our fucking hand
away. They're giving the politicians.
That's it.
Well, dude, but how about this shit?
But that's funny. We talked about the rotation of money, how it goes. It goes to Israel, it goes to ADL, it goes to APAC.
Taxpayers to the government.
Yep.
Government, politicians, give it to fucking Israel.
Give it to Israel.
Israel gives maybe like 3% back to the politicians.
Yep. It goes through the ADL. They fund their shit. It goes to APAC. Yep. They fund their shit. And then it goes into politicians' pockets.
Yeah.
And then the cycle just completes fucking over.
Yeah, we just keep
and we're standing in the middle in this mire.
Well, how about this bullshit now?
Flush.
Where they said,
excuse me,
Israel caught some fucking suspected assassin that they think Iran hired to fucking kill Netanyahu.
The Iran narrative is
funny. They blame everything on them motherfuckers.
Well, no,
because they want a war with them, another proxy war.
How about the other thing with Iran? Iran was blamed for stealing Trump or hacking into Trump's shit.
Yeah, and then sending it to the Dems.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding
and
me?
And then everybody's like,
dude, everybody's trying to get the Iran
like,
there.
Sounds like
going.
Something else I know, like Russiagate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
they want a war with Iran.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, they do.
It's very telling, though, that the Iranians don't want Trump and they want Biden or Harris or whoever the fuck.
They
do.
Well,
trust me, man.
That's
they don't
fucking,
want Trump.
They definitely do.
Well, it's not that they don't want Trump. They don't want Israel.
No, but let me
America
tell you something.
Israel.
They definitely don't want Trump either because he'll fucking do something
That's
about
what
it.
I just said. America's Israel.
Okay.
Trump is an Israeli puppet. He's a shill for the Jews. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah,
if Trump gets elected, listen, I'm going to tell you right
why
now.
Why would the Iranians not want Trump then?
Huh?
Because they're going to go to war with him.
Because
Trump's a shill for the Jews.
We just told you that.
Well, you know, I ran.
No, I thought I just told you.
I think it was
you're in a complete misunderstanding. That's why I'm telling you.
But you see, like, Iran, all the drones they're sending Russia?
Yeah.
There's shit.
But the problem is...
It's good, though.
Is, first of all, leave people the fuck alone. You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck are you intervening in all these proxy wars that have nothing to do with us, thousands of miles away, that we get nothing out of? Like, what are we going to do? We're going to go into fucking Iran and do what? The most powerful country that has nuclear capability? And we're going to do what to them? Make them bow down? I don't fucking think so. We're not taking their resources. All these other motherfucking Muslim countries are going to come together, and all this UAE shit's going to come together behind Iran. Because when you look at it, it ain't fucking American shit that's getting sent over there. It's well, it is American, but it's Israeli shit too. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
you know,
it's all fucking Israel.
Honestly, if you really want to know,
fucking Jews,
really, who's Zionists. To blame for all this shit?
Yeah,
I'll tell you right fucking now.
Tell
you
me. Tell
Jesus.
No.
No.
England.
Yeah.
Because after World War I, the Ottoman Empire was fucking sitting there. And everybody was relying on England to divvy it up.
Yeah, because...
And he created Saudi Arabia, gave all this shit to
everybody.
The Balfour
Doctrine.
Fucking, you gave away all that fucking oil?
Yeah.
None of these motherfuckers should have.
Well, the problem was because England was so big at that point in time that they never thought, you know what I mean? Like, they don't think ahead.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
To
like,
pull back on
shit. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, fucking...
But, dude, they gave all that shit away.
Well, they had to. You know what I mean? Like
I don't think they were strong enough to.
Well, but they didn't want all these people there.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So get the fuck out. What's the furthest point
we
can send them?
They let all the Muslims keep it. They just divvied it up into Lebanon.
Well, they made their own borders.
Which
is crazy how they just made. You know, because
Ottoman.
Well, you know what? You could see a small version of that in. Oh shit! You could see a small version of that in Berlin, like they have the English section. The Russian section, the American section, after World War II, when they split up the one city.
Yeah.
So you could stand there and fucking, you know, walk around and be like, okay, this was the part that was the
Chinatown, and then when you go, you know, the
but not even like Chinatown, like this was actually like America owned this part, and Russia owned this part.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was really cool. It wasn't the fake Chinatown type.
Right. Well, no, but I mean, you knew you were walking into a different fucking zone. Like when you're walking downtown, all of a sudden you walk into Chinatown, the smells and the sounds were a little bit different.
Yeah, but at least over there, the rules and the laws were different.
Oh, yeah. Now it's fucking... Now, what the fucking... It is so funny they just distract us with all this shit. Dude, fucking... Some dude's hiding in the bushes waiting for fucking Trump. Nobody knows. He just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Diddy shit drops.
Right.
You know what I mean? Course, like, distraction.
Right?
Motherfucker...
FBI released all the information on some evidence here.
Yeah, and then the feds won't even work with DeSantis. Fuck the feds,
man. Yeah, of course they won't.
But, what do you call it? And also, Tupac and fucking Biggie. Those are blood on Diddy's hands also.
Tupac was a diddler, dude. For one thing. We all know that, right?
Well, it don't matter, but he's killing people,
I know,
man.
But he acted like a fucking...
I don't care if you're a Fanuc, man. I've seen video of when he was in his fucking, what's that called? The
high
art
school.
School and shit.
Such a fruitcake.
Yeah, well.
But hey, the guy did write good with fucking music, so did Elton John.
Did he really, though?
Tupac had some good shit.
I never listened to it.
Yeah,
that
Tupac
shit makes your hair curly.
Here's the thing, though. Did he really write it?
Huh?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Tupac. I mean,
it's probably already written, and then they give him credit.
I'm not going to speculate on
it.
Here's my theory. All this music has been here before. That's why they know everybody's going to like it, because they've already tested it all out.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
before the reset.
But the
CIA... They already knew the Stones and the Beatles would be popular.
But the CIA makes...
Everything like
that. The CIA makes popular. Yeah, no, but
the CIA... the same batch of junk.
Well,
for the next
that
fucking,
worked last
for the
time.
Next batch of
yeah,
people.
But the CIA
after we wipe everybody
the fucking,
out, nobody
the
remembers what happened.
I don't know
Jagger's
about that.
Mick Jagger's like 900 years old.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Is
they keep zapping
spirit,
him back to look like an 18-year-old in whatever year it is that they make the Stones.
I mean, this is very
again.
Complex thought you're having here.
Well, hey,
so you're saying they're transporting people back in... We're living in a simulation.
No, I'm saying he's like a vampire and they let him age while during our lifetime. And then, when they wipe us all out, he'll come around again, and the next
He'll be born again.
Yeah.
It's like Walt Disney.
Not even born again. They'll just give him enough dope or whatever, adrenochrome, to make him get young again.
Well, it's like Walt Disney. He's in the cryo chamber.
Exactly.
Until the Jews are gone. Then they come out.
And then he's going to unfreeze.
Yeah.
They froze him with his arm up.
Wait, was that on The Simpsons, right?
It was on Family Guy.
Family Guy.
He's like, they fucking, they wake him up. He comes out. Are the Jews gone? No. Put me back in.
Listen, this is a tale as old as time. People have been fucking, you know what I mean? Once you find, like, listen, I'm new to the game, you know what I mean? Like,
it
I'm very new,
crazy
but
it is kind of crazy how much they're hated.
I immerse
There's
gotta
my,
well,
be a reason.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing is, you the know? Reason is, if you do an hour's worth of research,
yeah,
I can
yeah.
name off 9 fucking things yeah. to you and tell you where these people have, were like, I mean, we could just start at the Talmud. And work our way fucking back from there, where yeah. they lay out their game plan for us.
Yeah, it's like holy.
Here's
fuck,
the thing.
Man. It's like, okay, now I get
Here's
it.
Here's the thing, though, you guys.
Uh-huh. What's the thing, Larry?
There's 12 Jewish tribes, according, you know, in the Bible.
Okay.
And only one of them is good. The other 11 are a bunch of devils and heathen.
Satanists.
So these ones that are calling themselves Jews now are not Jews.
Well,
they're actually some kind of fucking devils, and they're going to be judged hard by God.
Yeah, but
there are some good ones.
But the
man.
Problem,
they're
well,
not
there's
every
not,
last
well,
one.
Well, we're
not,
looking at Zionism now.
The
That's
ones
what
that control
on.
The ones that control everything,
mm-hmm.
they are not actual. They're Jews. They'll call themselves Jews or whatever, but those aren't the ones God's talking about. Those yeah. are the fucking evil ones.
Yeah. Like it's like saying. I don't have a problem with blacks, but...
Yeah, I know. He just butted himself.
No.
And but.
The 11 other ones are fucking bad, and there's one
okay.
good tribe,
I mean, yeah,
man.
Well,
I can't remember what it is because I'm not well-versed enough
right
yet.
Now, which is fucking horrible. They have people that really want to be faithful to God, but they're following the wrong religion because they've been fucking led down that path.
You've seen the videos where the fucking... The Ashkenazis are walking by in Israel, and the Christians, and they're spitting on them. They slap them.
Yeah,
like,
they're not the chosen
out
ones.
In the open. Who are
the Ashkenazis?
No, they're fucking. Listen, they made themselves the chosen
they're
one.
Devils.
And you know how they did it? They
they're
fucking
a bunch of
did it basically.
A lot of inbreeding.
They did it by fucking fake anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Faking all of this bullshit.
Yeah.
When you lie about them, that's fine. But when you start telling the truth about what's going on with the Jews, man, then it's anti-Semitism, and then that's how they get. Because,
yeah.
like we talked about before, the most Jew thing they do is they take your money away and they take your platform away. The media and the fucking earth.
Oh, yeah.
You know
Don't
what I mean? Like, if
that
is not a stereotype
yeah.
right there, that
Seriously.
Rates itself. The fucking. The problem, like I said, I'm new to the game of this, but I try to immerse myself in a lot of things,
we
different
all
things.
Okay,
you know,
let me tell you a little story.
Which is fucking scary.
And there's a
man,
lot.
I worked for this one guy, and he might have been an Ashkenazi, but no, he was some other lower level, but he was not the chosen one, trust me. And he wasn't the chosen
Well, when you call
type.
Yourself the chosen one, it's kind of...
Not the chosen one, but the chosen... Jewish race.
I know, but I'm just saying,
one,
when you call
there
yourself,
is one sect of Jews that
it's
God
like, did
loves.
You think, like, Jesus called himself Jesus?
Anyway.
The chosen one.
Dope.
I'm just saying,
he would walk
you're being
around.
A real asshole right
oh,
now.
Thanks
I'm fucking
a lot.
Talking about
no,
them.
Get it,
I'm not
though,
talking
yeah.
about you at all.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm just saying,
go, what?
Jesus, man. So you fucking get sand in your pussy today at the beach?
No, man, I was telling a fucking story.
Okay, keep going. You work for a guy.
And we would and Thursday was the late night, so we would go get pizza at this joint. And it was like $7.47. So or no, it was 46 cents. Because yeah. it was an extra penny that somebody had to pay. Or you know, it was an odd number, 47. So there's an extra penny one of us had to pay every week. And then he'd count the pieces. And whoever paid the extra penny would get that extra piece
nice.
In the middle. He was such a fucking Jew. So, listen, one time my dad had these heavy scissors, heavy, heavy-duty scissors, and I cut a penny in half. And I got this fucking thing
Dad,
in my
those
pocket.
Are some heavy duty
yeah, they were kick-ass. He might still have them. There's fun. We'd be cutting coins. That's how heavy it was.
Yeah, holy shit.
And so I got this half penny in my pocket, and I'm fucking waiting. Come back from the pizza place, because I was the low man on the totem pole. I had to walk for it, you know, because we weren't getting it delivered. He was too cheap. You know, you got to give him a tip and pay for delivery charge. What the fuck? So I had to walk.
Of course not.
And so I walk in. I'm like, here you go, Mike. Here's your change. And I flip him the half penny, and he fucking exploded. That's why fucking dummy like you is never going to have any money. I should fucking report you to the police. That's government property. You destroyed government property. This guy exploded. And it was like, I thought, a pretty funny joke.
Yeah. Was he the Jew too?
Yeah, he was a Jew.
All right, yeah.
Dude, he went fucking nuts. He did not laugh at all. And I'm like, dude, I had a half a penny in my pocket.
Like,
you gotta be fucking
this?
Kidding me.
Because
he would make a big deal out of this penny.
One penny, yeah.
Yes.
So you got the reaction you wanted.
No, I wanted him to laugh. I was expecting him to laugh his ass off.
Yeah, but he got all like fucking twitchy.
That's your first indication of Jews.
He's flipped the fuck out.
Jews,
that's
and crazy, your first dude. Interaction with 9/11. 747.
Yeah, he wanted to report
me. Right? That right there was your epiphany.
He wanted to fucking report me to the federal government.
Yeah,
that's
you deface currency.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, I mean, you know.
Well, how did he know you did it, though? But yeah,
he flipped it to him.
He knew I did it.
Well, you flipped it to him, you said, didn't you?
Wait, flipped
yeah,
it to him.
Yeah, I said, here's the change. Here, I got exact change because, you know, the half a penny that we would always...
I understand. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Crazy shit, man.
Mm-hmm. He just did not think it was funny. And I remember the first day I'm working there, he's like, you want a Coke? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, come on, you want one? I'm going to get a Coke at the store. I'm like, okay. And his son's like, yeah, I'll take one too. And he writes down on the list, when he gets back, 27 cents minus Larry, minus Jack, his son, 27. And I'm like,
holy
wow.
fuck, yeah.
So,
and that's how they
he's
keep
like,
their
I'll
money.
Just take it out of
you
your paycheck.
I mean?
And he's like, here you go, Dad. And he hands him a quarter. And he crosses that out and writes Jack minus 2 cents.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
God.
Like, wow, this motherfucker won't even buy his own son a fucking drink. He's
what
so
do you give
fucking...
him 2 cents?
You gotta teach him fucking...
Not even.
Dude, so listen, you want to hear a crazy fucking story,
Needles
man?
Needles agrees with all these fucking tactics. Are you sure you're not a Jew?
What's that?
What? I mean, you're saying, well, you got to teach him and all that shit. And you're
huh?
agreeing
what,
with
what
Jew.
What are you talking about? I'm not agreeing
me.
With the Jew. What did you tell? Why would you say that? Now you're just making
well,
shit up,
I'll
dude.
I'll point it out. I'll point it out, and I'll write down the time fucking stamps.
I didn't agree anything with him. I just said you're defacing property.
He said
so
he's,
you're like
changing
agreeing
his
with
name
him.
No,
Sterling.
I'm not agreeing. Yeah, I'm gonna be Sheldon Shekelstein next yeah. time you guys come on here. Fucking
Sheldon Sterling.
So this fucking video. So an inmate at this prison in Maricopa County,
mm-hmm.
got arrested for raping 5 women, okay? And this
yeah,
is what he was
trans.
In for. And yeah. he fucking, he snuck out of his cell and he started crawling
past
to get to the ladies section
yeah.
to go assault
smart
another
man.
Woman.
Holy smart
shit,
man.
Because
dude.
She had a fat ass.
Look at that guy, dude.
Yeah. There's wow. more, like, you could fucking see...
Well,
video,
no, I don't have the rest of it, but yeah, he's, but they
shit,
caught him. Fuck it, like this is how depraved he is, an African American gentleman.
Yeah, well, if you're, you know, you're
so,
locked up and they're over there, and all
if
you
have
to do is
sneak ass,
past
yeah.
at that.
Imagine that's how, like, that's you're crazy. So horny that you're in jail for raping, and then you have to go to the women's
it, yeah.
side
yeah.
where you know, like, how are you going to get away with
wait
that?
Wait a minute, is that how prisons work? Last prison I was in, fucking, there was no
I think
women.
It was, no, it was a holding cell. It was all like, right. It was in Maricopa County. Yeah, it was just locked
oh,
up.
Oh, so yeah, there
yeah,
were bunks
the,
and
yeah.
shit.
So, like,
that's it, last time, yeah, I fucking did.
But this fucking guy, man.
A different place.
Yeah, but this fucking
in.
Guy, dude, fucking,
although some
fucking,
joints, dude, have it on different floors.
Yeah, like,
you know, they'll have a women's on like the
that's
second
how,
floor.
That's how DP is.
You know?
Yeah, that's how it is.
So,
they have fucking.
You'd have to like crawl through a fucking chute.
But this is you're in the but you're in the you're
there.
In like a holding. You're getting ready to be
yeah,
moved.
Yeah.
So just, yeah. yeah, but this guy was so. Shout out to Creep of the Week. What is this guy's name?
Needles
fucking,
O'Reilly. Oh wait, that's you.
See stupid shit like that, like you think
that's
it's funny.
Funny. Man.
No, it's not funny. Dude.
Fuck it ain't.
Yeah, okay.
He's laughing.
No. Yeah, okay. But what do you call it? It's fucking no, I fucking dude, you okay, so this is we don't talk about sports on here ever. But
sports
do you remember,
are gay. Oh wait, we talked about the Menendez brothers going to that game.
Yeah, but that's but we're gonna actually
basketball court,
talk about
yeah.
sports right now for a second. So remember when they did they had that the Saints when they were putting
oh,
bounties on people.
I liked when they went marching in. That was fun.
Oh, you talk back in the day.
Bounty was it Bounty Gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they were putting, like, the defensive coach was putting bounties on, supposedly putting bounties on players.
Yeah. Come on, like they, to kill them?
No, no, to hurt them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, shit, yeah, man.
Yeah. And so basically, it just came out that this was a cover up because they were fucking the coach, Sean, what the fuck was his name? I fucking.
Some told, Irish.
I told,
shit.
No,
I'm just
shit,
guessing
because
it was Sean.
Anybody that knows
Sean Patton, was it?
No,
or?
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, that's what it was.
Walter's
they were
cousin.
Getting busted. They got busted stealing Vicodin and prescription pills from the fucking medical room
nice,
at the training center,
nice.
And they were selling them.
What?
Yeah.
Holy
so
shit.
They created that whole Bounty Gate thing to cover this up. And they have video evidence of them sneaking in and taking this shit.
Holy fuck.
So they did this all because they
well,
were on a run.
What would you do if you were a pro ball player?
Well, they were,
I would
well, they
the
were doing
thing.
Good.
They were on a run.
Yeah,
they won
the
Super Bowl,
the
I think, that year.
Because they were all, they didn't feel a thing.
No, not the players.
Oh.
No, the players were fucking.
They didn't get a cut
I mean,
or any fucking.
Who knows
party
what the
favors?
Fuck.
Well, no, dude, I mean, there were players that used to play in like Percocet.
Oh, fucking yeah. Lawrence dude. Taylor would smoke crack.
Oh, yeah.
And go play fucking but, football.
Dude,
oh, my God. Imagine all those people cheering and you're fucking.
Dude, LT was the best.
Dude, he broke Joe Theismann's leg.
Yeah, dude, he was.
He was
an
all
animal,
wound up
dude.
On coke. What do you
yeah,
say?
Dude, oh, yeah. He would go into the locker room or find a place and smoke crack and then come back out.
So
yeah.
I knew this kid that would fucking sell blow to the Undertaker. I guess he's a
wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. And he would do a fucking. He would do a quarter ounce and one shot of 8-ball up each nostril, and then go out there all fucking jacked out. And,
damn.
Yeah, and he'd be, like, all nervous, this kid that I knew, like, he was going to croak.
Yeah, I'd be
like,
nervous,
what the fuck,
too, man? Yeah.
You know, he's thinking he's going to use this shit for the weekend, and the guy does
fuck
it all.
Right
boom.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, Undertaker was a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he said he was big, and I'm
dude,
like,
I think
yeah,
he was, like,
6'7"
or some shit. The guy had to be, like, 300-something pounds.
So when they went out there all wound up and shit, it wasn't really acting. They were fucking wound up.
Oh yeah,
those guys
yeah,
were all on blow.
Those guys were animals, dude.
But they got. But seriously,
you
but,
think those midgets were all on blow that we saw?
I don't know. I mean, who knows, man?
I don't
I don't know what
that kind of money.
Yeah,
I don't know what fucking.
Not.
Well, you never know. I mean,
they yeah, well.
It's a half the price.
That's true.
You probably only need half the dope.
Yeah, I don't know. Though. Little greedy bastards.
Yeah,
I don't, never turn your back on a midget.
They're kind of thick.
Yeah. Oh, what the shit?
The one guy was actually
fucking
square.
Twice the size of mine.
Yeah, the one guy was actually square.
Yeah, dude, that was,
it was frightening to look at.
The guy with the chest cavity.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay. Dude, that goes.
Yeah, that was also horrible.
Yeah,
a lot of birth defects.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you expect? They're not exactly fucking.
Hey, they're taking advantage of them. Fuck it.
I'm Kiki. I want to start a Down syndrome UFC. I think that's. Did you see that VR 7 the guy had, buddy?
Yeah, that was incredible.
Dude,
hey,
with the downs.
How many do you think would they fight regular people or just other
no,
guys?
No, like 20 in the ring, and they're the last one standing.
Yeah, dude.
He
Royal
gets the
Rumble.
Train whistle.
Battle Royale.
The Downs Rumble. Dude, talk about crazy strength. Dude, they got
hey,
it.
Man.
Yeah, retard strength. Yeah. I mean, where do you think it comes from?
Did you ever see the video where the two guys, the one retard guy walks by the pool. He's got the two glass bottles.
Oh, yeah, he's stone cold.
Like, yeah, they're like, Randy, don't break him. And he's like, woo! Fucking bust the bottles and fucking drinks.
The guy yells.
Drink the glass.
The guy yells.
He's like,
oh,
what
man.
Are you, stupid?
Oh. Shouldn't be giving them alcohol, man. I mean, that's not good.
Hey. You fucking, don't
like
the
man. So when we were kids,
fucking silly string on fucking Coronas.
When we were kids, my grandma fucking played cards with all these old ladies, and one of these old ladies had a son that was fucking retarded, you know? And so the kid was like, I don't know, 20 or 19 years old, but acted like a little kid, you know? Like a fucking 2-year-old.
You're
and,
make that short.
And me and my brother were like little kids, like 7, 6 years old, 5 years old. And my grandma would say, now, stay away from him. And we didn't know because, you know, she was worried he's like, going to fucking squeeze us to death or pull our arms off.
Do something crazy.
Because we didn't really know what was going on, but we really never had to deal with him at all. But we used to sit there and look at him and be like, what the fuck is going on? You know?
Well, yeah, first time.
And my grandmother would just be like, just stay away. Like it was a fucking zoo animal, you know?
Well, it's like Chunk from the Goonies.
That was in like the early 70s, so act like that.
Well, and the thing legally is, too, when you that's the first time you've ever seen, like, a handicapped person.
Oh, yeah. I was fucking scared a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. They can bite. They're like, fucking, what's his nuts? The fucking up.
Well, seriously, this guy was like a grown adult, but he acted like a little baby.
Yeah. Just, yeah, you're wondering, like, what the hell's
going on? Bring back asylums. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, man.
Asylums are fun.
Well, it depends on what side of the door you're on.
Yeah. If you're Quagmire, they're definitely fun.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
It's horrible, man.
What's horrible?
Those rapers and shit and these asylums and abusers and shit. Just the abusers and people that were in those asylums.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a pedal anymore.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part about those places is because...
You get caught with evidence.
Those people are fucked. They're there and they're stuck.
But that's like what's truly fucking scary is like even just all the people that are coming out like a trans and it's like...
They're fucking mentally ill.
Yeah, it's like this is how you guys were really living. You guys were living... They're fucking lives, crazy. But now you're coming out because it's okay.
Who started the first transgender clinic?
Sweden.
Nope.
I guess in the Jews. I don't know.
The Jews. In Germany.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the Nazi youth burned the books, burned it all down. You sent that thing from America Scientific.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. But we talked about that before.
About that.
The Nazi youth actually went in there and got rid of it. And the dude was, they were doing the first sex changes there back in the day.
Okay.
Like they were promoting this already.
Okay,
in
transgenderism. Well, now listen to this. In the 50s or something, my dad told me the first fucking weirdo that had this shit done, I forgot the name of the person, but they went to like Sweden and they were like famous for it.
Really?
And it was like, so they've been doing this a long time and this person was like one of the first people out in the open, but they were just like a freak back then.
There still are.
I'm sure there was weirdos and perverts.
Imagine,
not like now.
But imagine being that person that wants to try and be the first experiment.
Yeah.
Well, because they fucking brainwash you. They make you think,
and they show these
people. They're like, I never really thought like, oh yeah, I want to get my dick and my balls and my tits chopped off. But then I realized when I did that, I still felt inside.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't,
one South Park when Garrison realizes, he's like, I went through all these sex changes and I still feel like a man.
Yeah, no, that's like you're never going to get past that feeling. Like, so what is that?
Then they grew him a penis on the back of that mouse and then the mouse got away. Did you ever see that one?
No, I haven't seen
that. That's a good one.
But it's like they fucking brainwash these people and then they fucking tell them. They don't give them mental health. They're just like, all right, cut your shit off.
Yeah,
you know, like we're not working on your fucking
scary.
Brain,
it's
man.
It's frightening.
Like they get, it's like so my fucking pop is back in the fucking hospital because he got blood clots in his leg.
Oh man,
and he's got multiple blood clots, and his leg looks like somebody hit it with a bat like 50 times,
and
it's swollen four times as big.
Fuck, dude.
And he got injured in Nam, and
they're
then
probably
he,
gonna have to chop his leg off.
I'll get to
something.
That, Larry. Listen. So fucking what do you call it? He got injured in Nam in his leg, and then when he got back, he got into a car accident, a real bad car accident. So he had like plastic surgery on his leg and shit. It used to turn white in the winter. It was crazy, and so the circulation is really bad in it. So he's got multiple blood clots in this motherfucker, and the doctor's sitting there looking at me with a straight fucking face, and he's like, well, you know, we have some options. I'm like, what's that? He's like, we might have to amputate it. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's 83 years old. He just had a fucking stroke. He can't fucking... I'm like, let the fucking guy go, man.
Yeah,
like,
right?
You're going to cut his leg
start
off?
Out, start chopping body parts off?
Yeah, it's
off,
like, this is not the Civil War. You know, like, we don't need no
one give
to
me
deal
the hacksaw.
Yeah. Bite the bullet, you know? Fucking...
Here, bite in the slider. I
what
can't
do you call
bite
it?
Bullet.
Yeah, right?
And the dude just sitting there with a straight face fucking telling me this. Like, do you not see what's going on right here? It's like, all I hear is... shekel, shekel, shekel come out of your mouth. Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Shekel, it's like it's a that's fucking a,
that's
business.
How they're trained. Well, yeah, it's like it's a car. Fucking... It's like a car auto mechanic. You know, hey, he's not really making money unless he's doing a repair.
Yeah, but this is different than
give
a fucking
fuck
car
if it's
mechanic.
A person,
we're talking. We're
that's what happens though, when they're so sick. They fucking well, get so twisted and jaded. They don't give up. A fuck.
Well, they just don't think about like the fucking. Like the fucking tards, they don't think what's going to happen in 3 months, 6 months, who's going to take care of this person.
Right,
like,
your dad's age or condition has nothing to do with his fucking decision.
Yeah.
He just knows he wants to make some money.
Yeah, and I was like, you're fucking kidding me, right? Like, you're just going to chop
somebody's
leg. What
was his name? Irving
up?
Fucking Goldenstein?
No, it was an Indian guy. They're all Indian. All the doctors are Indian. The majority of them are.
My dad's doctor that removed part of his lung was named Lebowski. So I was going to say, hey, like the big Lebowski, I'm glad you're a Polak and all that. But I said very politely, oh, yeah, you're Polish and shit. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, thank God, I'm thinking in my head.
No,
even
dude,
though, you know.
I don't know, man.
Indians.
Listen,
either
when you're cutting fucking.
Or they're shitting in a river.
Yeah,
it's a good
or
one.
They're fucking. Don't get on a bus if you're filled with Indians. I'll tell you that right now. you do not want to do that.
I made a comment on an Indian Instagram page.
I love that you loved it. You know what? We need to do Kiki's comments one day. We'll do the Karen Fian.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
Oh, no, sorry. Someone made a comment. They had a poster of like Indian guy holding the flag, and India has this many billions of people and have won no Olympic medals.
Oh yeah, no, there's nothing.
Like, well, if raping was an Olympic event, they would all three.
Oh, dude, that's great.
Dude, I had like a fucking 150 likes.
That's
fucking,
great.
Like,
if raping was a sport.
Hey, how about this? I got screamed at by a male Karen the other day.
I hate that word.
Well, I don't know what else to call him because this guy
well,
was
let's
acting
hear what the story
like a
is and I'll make a name
bitch,
up for
man.
Do you have
so
a mask on?
No.
Oh, they tried to make you wear a mask at the fucking hospital. I was like, yeah, put my underwear on my face before I wear the mask. And he did not like he did not like that at
That's
all.
What you should
yeah.
do. Cut eye holes in your eyes.
Take
so
them
I'm
off
in
right
the,
in front of him.
So I'm driving in the morning. It's fucking early in the morning. And I'm going, Mary's like, go to Starbucks. Okay, yeah, I'll be there. So I'm driving there. Needles knows the route. He's gone there with me. So I'm
all
going
of a
up the road.
Up in Boys Town.
Yeah. So I'm going up the route. I'm going to take my left right to the parking lot of the joint. And there's a guy in a fucking bicycle coming.
Oh, man.
And there's
what kind of bike? Like a street bike? Like
no,
a
fucking
or a
bicycle.
Mountain bike.
A mountain bike.
Okay,
because
those guys that wear the fucking pants and shit.
No, no,
oh,
it wasn't
man.
One of those guys. It was just like a Mexican cat bastards. Driving, going to work or something. and the other guy, and another guy in a car that's waiting at the stop sign. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I pull in, go past them, go in the thing, and I'm waiting in line, and I'm almost at the window. There's one car in front of me. All of a sudden, some guy comes around the building on foot, and he's like, what you did is not cool. You're going to get your coffee, and you almost killed that guy on the bicycle.
He said this to you?
And you cut me off. And I'm like, is he talking? I didn't realize he was talking to me at first. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm just looking at him like, okay. I didn't say a word. And he's going, I got you on dash cam, and I'm reporting you to the police right now.
Nice.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Still got that ashtray filled with roaches in the car? Probably want to get rid of that.
No, actually, I've been real good about emptying that every night.
Yeah, that's
sure
probably
I'm not
a good
driving
idea,
around
Larry.
Fully loaded with a fucking felony.
62
in my fucking...
roaches?
And so, yeah. And the guy went off on me, and the kid at Starbucks who's, you know, those kids love me. A lot of times they give me free shit and everything. They're like, hey there.
You know what? I got a name for this guy. Faggot.
Yeah, that's
what he is.
But he was
a real faggot.
Fucking yelling at me, and I was actually like, shocked. I didn't even realize. I didn't even fucking do anything.
Plus, you've got like six bong hits already. The fuck, the bird probably
the
talking
bike,
to you.
The bike was the bike was probably stuck in his.
It wasn't
mouth.
Even a bike. Wasn't even a bike. It's a lady pushing a stroller.
Yeah, it's fucking jammed up in the front fender.
It was a lady. Going,
killed my baby.
His fucking sombrero was flapping in the wind. Oranges all over the place.
And so here's my deal. I'm in the car and you're in a bicycle. car is the right of way. You got to fucking watch your ass. Right?
I don't know if that's how the rules go.
I don't either, Larry. I think you're making your own, I think you're making your own shit up. I think bicycles have the right of way.
Well, here's the thing. When I'm on a bicycle, I'm careful of the cars.
Well, yeah, we're not stupid.
Yeah.
He's probably looking for you to hit him. He needs some money. I'm surprised he didn't ride in front of you.
Here's the thing, though. I was nowhere near this guy, and this guy, the other guy that yelled, the guy on the bike didn't even
react.
Yeah,
he just left.
He just kept going.
Yeah, he don't know what's going on.
Well, you said he was Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably from Mexico.
He probably figured out,
somebody gets shot next to him. He wouldn't even move.
He's like, yeah, until he gets hit, there's nothing wrong.
He's like, man, I hope the liquor store opens soon.
And the kid's like, geez, what did you do? The kid at Starbucks. I'm like, dude, I don't even know.
I don't know, man. People are fucking on edge. Yeah. You should have asked him with political affiliation. There, you
I'm
know
sure
I mean?
That pretty much.
See, I'm reporting you. Yeah, I'm reporting you. You dumb fuck.
Reporting you to the feds when I drop some child porn in your.
And
car.
He's like, I got you on dash cam. I'm thinking, I thought they only had those in like Russia and shit.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So, that's
the majority of people have dash cams now because it helps for insurance purposes. And you know,
and
also, and what?
And raping. If you're going to get raped and you see the person coming in your car.
Well, you want to kind of point it in the car. If you're getting raped, you're going to get raped behind the car.
Well, you get the guy coming
see
in the car.
That's more
in,
your style, audio. I don't like the video. The video aspect isn't kind of what I
want. How about that other guy, this fucking, I think it was a football player, and he was banging out some bitch, and his
so specific.
Phone was going.
Oh, Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, you know, some... shit going on, just audio though, but pretty much like a porno tape and shit. And he's saying all the shit you say.
Well, this is what kind of throws me off with that. Okay. How much fucking shit do you have to get into your phone? Like I have a password that's six numbers long.
How much of an accident was it really?
Open the app, and then you got to switch to live. And so it's like, dude, these people are fucking. Well, he got fired from his job.
He did.
Yeah, but he's got a very popular podcast, so it doesn't really matter. Hmm. But at the same time, like.
What was his job exactly?
He was an analyst for the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a very good, he was a very good football player. So,
yeah, he was good back in the day.
But what do you call it? So, I mean, like you said, who knows if it's leaked on purpose?
Right,
who knows
right.
if that's the
people,
shit.
You know what I mean? Because nowadays, people don't give up. Like, man. I would not. I
he went on somebody else's very popular podcast and made some apologies and all that and said he was very embarrassed, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's embarrassed.
But who gives
you know what
fuck?
I mean? Like, yeah, first of all, who cares? It was audio. Second of all, the whole thing of going to open your app and doing all this stuff and then, like, because who
was
leaked it? Yeah, that's
yeah. Right. It's a lot of steps to get it leaked.
Yeah, there's
it'd be like saying a Larry and Needles episode leaked.
So I mean, unless
it's
it was
a
like,
lot of fucking work
like
to make it accidentally leaked.
He accidentally butt-dialed somebody and it was on somebody's voicemail or something.
No, it was going live to Instagram or X
or something
like that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like
Instagram live. But hey, whatever. But somebody saved it because that shit's fucking... How did it get passed on Instagram? Do you know what I mean?
And then here's the other thing. It was passed around to all the tabloid news agencies, and they all commented
guys fucking,
on it and everything.
Everybody fucks.
Yeah.
Like, big fucking deal. There was no video.
The
there's no
who
nothing of it. It's like, move the fuck
wait,
on.
First
leave
off,
the guy
how
alone.
Do you even know it was real? He could have been faking that shit.
Well,
you, know?
You could totally tell it was him. Listen, they got rapists, wife beaters, kid abusers, all this crazy in the NFL. And this is what gets them fucking.
Well,
like,
it might
on,
be
man.
It might be just a distraction for something that
well,
happened.
Something
we
else.
Just didn't realize.
He might be
recently.
Part of P. Diddy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look at all those people stepping down. Did you see how many people fucking stepped down in the last couple of days?
Oh, there are the fucking music industry.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
What
just
CEO from Japan.
Yeah, all
CEO
of a sudden just
fucking,
walking away from
shit.
Their narcissism. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
they'll
like,
never
really,
do that.
Like you're a fucking narcissist. We know this. Unless somebody really has dirt on you, but they're kind of outing themselves, which is good. Because, like, I was listening to this thing. It's like, thank God that Diddy, the diddler, fucking taped this shit. Because, you know, now we know who the, now you can name names.
Dude, he
shit.
Seems like a pretty intense
well,
guy.
Supposedly,
where if he's recording all this shit, dude, he's got to have backup somewhere.
Yeah, but but Epstein recorded everything, and we don't know anything about
that
still.
Yeah, but that's IDF shit,
well,
and
no,
that's fucking
dude, did you
deep,
hear,
deep
did
Israeli
you hear
Megyn shit,
Megyn Kelly
man.
On Tucker recently?
Megyn
oh,
Kelly.
About her drop about the Epstein stuff.
Well, she said, I don't know if Epstein's still alive, all that kind of thing, but we're going to be hearing from Epstein very soon because she knows the person that has tapes or some shit that are going to be released.
But the thing is, it's so funny.
Interesting.
It's like, why, okay.
Very interesting.
Same thing is you can't release the shit because now these people aren't under your thumb anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you lose all your power with them. So that's why the just like how they're doing with the gangster rap. It was created to fucking create this fucking
prison system.
This whole thing. Well, that here's goes the down, thing about Gary gangster Webb rap. Shit,
I think it might have been organically created, possibly.
What?
Gangster rap, but then they realized its potential and fucking took it to the highest level possible.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's when the FBI and shit stepped in and said, we got songwriters for you.
Well, just like they did in the 60s with Laurel Canyon. They fucking created this whole acid fucking thing. MKUltra.
They created the whole culture.
They make what's popular. What's going to be popular next? The CIA does it. Yeah. This is what we're going to do.
And here's the thing about it.
Transhuman shit.
And here's the thing about it. The gangster rap is kind
of easy to figure out.
But here's the thing, though. The gangster rap is so dangerous because the kids in the streets, like we know the kids in the streets of Chicago, are fucking hard. They're not going to buy a fake-ass dude. So you got now the gangster rappers are becoming actual fucking gangsters.
Oh, yeah, they need street cred.
Yeah, so it's a snowball that they knew would happen.
Oh, yeah. No, well, the problem is
they don't even know their pawns in the fucking game.
Well, they got it to the point, and then they released it, and it just created its own amalgamation.
Like N.W.A., Ice Cube, and an Easy might have been dabbling in selling drugs, but they weren't as...
Dr. Dre's a poof.
Yeah.
Like, Easy, he was working with a Jew. He was
exactly. Yeah, well, they all were.
But then later down the line, when these guys needed to be having, you know, three, four bullet holes and shit, and
they manipulated
three people and been on trial and beat a murder rap, then you could make an album.
Yeah. No. Well, dude, that's like the Sopranos episode where fucking, what's his name, Pussy. He ends up shooting one of the fucking...
I've never seen any
of that. I don't
know
if it was Pussy, but it was one of the fat ones. Yeah. He ends up shooting one of the rappers. He's like, I'm a good shot. Give me $10,000, I'll shoot you in the fucking arm or the fucking leg. The infamous call.
There you go, folks. That was a phone call for you.
That was Don Anforth calling.
Oh.
And Mary answered it. It said answered on cell phone.
What time are we at?
We are at 107.
Nice.
Good guess.
1 minute off.
Very good, Kiki. Well, that was real good. And I got to say one thing, man.
Are you reading the Fortune Cookie 500?
Yeah,
but okay, but wait, slow down. What's the protocol for this?
Very honorable system. I don't know where the smasher is for the...
Oh, Jesus.
All right, there you go. That's a fucking...
That's pretty honorable, Kiki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rundai, read.
To do nothing is to be nothing. So you got to do something to be something.
To do nothing is to be nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we break that down then? So let's
see. Reminds me of a religious one my mom taught me, which is...
Basically sending beepers to your enemies that you created and blowing them up is... You know, protocol.
You did something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's progressive, right? Mm-hmm. You're the antagonist.
So there's somebody.
And the biggest terrorist organization in the world.
You know what's so great about the... It's the pinpointing of each actual fucking person. It's like...
They didn't pinpoint them.
Well, the pagers, each person that had these pagers are...
But they had civilians also involved.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Dude, they blew... They were fucking...
Well, how many people are using pagers?
That's what they switched
them.
They
did because everything was being recorded. They
switched and then they were upgrading.
You're telling me every single person in the area was using
pagers? No, Hezbollah.
Hezbollah guys.
Yeah, so they're getting exact pinpoints on only
Hezbollah. Well, yeah, but there were also civilians, too, that they get like...
They were near them,
yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
Terrorism.
I think there was only like 20 people were killed.
How about the one at the funeral?
There was a lot of people getting hurt.
And then they did radios, solar panels, TVs, all this other shit. Like, dude, these guys are fucking... Man, they are so entrenched in fucking Jewry. It's crazy, man. Like, they're just waiting. Dude, man. Imagine sitting on this, waiting for the perfect time to do this.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what I like when people say, well, how are they going to keep something like that a secret? Like when you say about NASA or anything 9/11. Like that. How are they going to keep that a secret? You know, real fucking easy.
Yeah.
Because first of all, because you're an idiot. Well, that's the first easy step.
Well, the problem is there was no internet back then.
No,
so you couldn't
that's true.
Really fact check anything. And granted, fact checked, I use that loosely with air quotes.
And it's funny you know because what I mean? All their little computer because, graphics were so antiquated that today. Well, your son, who's 10 years old, could fucking do something that looks better than that.
I mean, DARPA created the internet. It's a government-run entity.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the computer graphic programs now are 1,000 times better.
I mean,
they weren't expecting people to be able to pick it apart like this when they made their
slow shit down, fucking go seconds to millis. You know what I mean? Like break it all down.
Frame by frame.
So first, I mean.
That's the crazy thing. Now there's so much. Everybody has that.
Yeah,
shit at their
you have that capability.
Yeah, anybody can look it up. It's like, okay, how come? What happened to the cameraman that was left on the moon? All right, how did they get the phone back if it's so radioactive?
This guy Will from Krav Maga had every answer about the cameraman left on the moon.
Okay,
I was like, dude, I'm not accepting.
How about fucking Nixon calling him on a landline?
And he said, oh yeah, oh yeah, he did. And I said, oh okay.
How wireless capabilities?
And there was no
And
delay.
Then the rover? How come the rover fit in that fucking thing?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden...
There's so much.
He told me they put it together when they got there. I'm like, bullshit.
Well, technically it was folded. But they unfolded it. It folded into the compartment. But listen, I mean, do we really want to get into this?
No, but I love it, funny.
Though. Arguing with people, it's
well,
useless.
That's the whole thing. Arguing with people that have no common sense...
They've never done any research.
Anything. You've done more research than this guy. Like, think about it. 1% of the population is
Oh, and he thinks he knows because he visited NASA. And I go, well, of course they're going to tell you.
Yeah, because they deceive you.
Yeah.
It's literally the Hebrew translation to deceive.
To deceive lies.
Yes, exactly.
Like the finger in your ass.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Right. Come here. Let us tell you.
He's like, when I went to the... Have you ever been to the Kennedy Space Center? I said, dude, anyone can show you a big bunch of rockets.
Yeah. Hey, look at this.
They had V2 rockets in Germany. They did was blew up England.
Fucking made it.
You could still go look at them in some museum somewhere.
You can make
I'm
a
sure.
rocket in your backyard. It's not that difficult.
It doesn't mean
Moon. Who the fuck... So you're going to tell me NASA put all these parts together with all these little tools and all this shit then sent it up there, but these guys could just pull a rover out with like lawn chairs.
Yeah, it's like, buddy, people do watch fucking rockets go off at fucking Cape Canaveral.
Sure, doesn't mean anything.
No, I can fucking launch a rocket, like I said.
Yeah, I got bottle rockets in the garage we could do.
Mm-hmm. It's not that difficult. I mean, if you want to fucking the 1% of the people that know what's going on compared to the other 99%.
I mean, I'm not saying I can launch a rocket, but...
I can make a rocket.
Well...
Yeah.
A pocket rocket.
Here's the thing. You just got
to
have endless money from the government so you can buy this rocket fuel that costs whatever a tank, way less than what they're saying, that's for sure. And launch shit.
I was listening to Prince. I'll talk a little teaser about this. We're cool with everybody about NASA. Everybody, the Russians were cool with, China were cool with, fucking anybody, we're totally cool with all these people on the International Space Station, which is a farce also. So why is that? Why
it's in the water.
Why technically in the air are we cool with everybody, but why on the physical ground we're not cool with everybody?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Well, no,
it?
But they're saying that NASA is the head of the fucking everything. That's why everybody wants to be a part of it. I'm going to do a deeper dive into it.
Yeah, I know.
And I want to talk about it. But everybody's fucking cool with fake space. But on the ground, we want to start World War III.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Makes sense.
It's very funny.
Makes a lot of sense. Fucking stupid.
Because they all got to swim together in that pool and promise not to dunk each other. All the different countries.
What's that?
You know, when they're in the space station.
Oh, when they do the fucking pool. I forgot what the name of that place was. But they have it's one of the largest pools in the world.
Yeah.
What, for space training. Station?
And I said I told the kid too at Krav. And he's like,
He's like, what? I mean, you're not making this shit up.
Exactly.
Well, so if you're not making this shit up and this guy still doesn't believe you, that's on him. Right. That's a fucking, that shows it shows a sign of lack of intelligence.
He made up some excuse, whatever excuse they put out there for why they have a pool, he repeated to me.
And then he probably said too, he's like, oh, and you're probably voting for Trump, right?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, but it shows a lack of intelligence when you can't grow as a person and accept other fucking things.
Yeah.
You know, you're not willing to listen to both narratives as soon as you're so one-minded.
Yeah, just deny it.
And I can just be like, here, how about you go on the internet and I'll send you a video, give me your number.
Send you fucking watch 1,000 videos.
Yeah, you can watch for 5 minutes and tell me what you think, and then I'll send you the Stanley Kubrick fucking interview.
And then if you disagree with me, we'll inundate you with videos.
Dude, Kubrick, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, after he did Space Odyssey 2001, he came up with the ideal space situation. Even his daughter says that there's some underlying issues about all that stuff. But you know what?
And then he died after fucking Eyes Wide Shut.
I'll take fucking, what do you call it? The complete opposite of a 9/11 event to a 9/11 event.
I think we might have found a tag for our show right there, the last one. Truth.
Can you handle the truth?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's tough for some people to do. Some people can't
I'm waiting for the fortune to come out where it's like, everybody blame Asian for eating pets. Mm-hmm. It was Haitian all the time. Apologize.
You need not worry about your future. We're going to kill you anyway.
Are you reading two? What the hell?
No, I'm just making one up.
Oh. All right, let's close it.
All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Larry Needle Show today. We really appreciate it. And also, I got to say thanks to Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services for keeping us in production.
If Didi touched your willy, now it's really, really itchy, call Tom's Free Clinic.
If Didi used his oil, and now you get a big-ass boil.
You know, it's funny. One of the talk show guys, I think it was Gutfeld, he's like, and he had 1,000 bottles of lube. He goes, any good pervert knows you only need like 500.
He isn't delivering that shit. I wonder if he kept it in a heater or in a fridge.
Like
an oil cooler.
I guarantee he put like his own label on there, just his face, being like, fucking smiling.
Slide
like
on my face. T-shirt,
like they were at a family reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
McJohnson family reunion. Yeah. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. Here's our theme song. Peace.